Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Allen. And during the next hour, we're featuring all women of Motown with two songs each. This half hour, we'll hear from five female Motown artists, including Mary Wells, The Supremes, Martha of the Vandellas, The Marvelettes, and Brenda Holloway. All coming up this half hour as we feature the women of Motown right here on Motown Memories.
Had a heart. So you came up to me and asked Fallon.
From the Supremes, of course, featuring Diana Ross, Love Is Here and Now You're Gone, reaching number one from 1967 in the United States Billboard charts. Before that, Mary Wells with You Beat Me to the Punch, number nine from 62, and the first of two Mary Wells songs, and her smash hit, and we started the hour with My Guy, number one from 1964. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom. For this entire hour, we're featuring the women of Motown with two songs each. Well, we heard the first of two songs from the Supremes, the second one coming up, back-to-back number one smash hits, also from 1967, coming up, The Happening. Well, The Happening served as the theme song of the 1967 Columbia film called The Happening. It was released as a single by Motown at the time of the film's release that spring. While the movie flopped, the song peaked at number one in May of 1967, becoming the Supremes' 10th number one single in the United States, peaking in the top 10 in the UK pop charts at number six, and the top 10 in Australia in the Dutch pop charts. The song was produced by Brian Holland and Lamont Dozier, and it was written by that great team of Holland, Dozier, and Holland, and also Frank Duvall, who was the Happening's musical director. The Happening was the final single issued by the Supremes. The next song released, Reflections, recorded the group as Diana Ross and the Supremes. Well, here is The Happening, the Supremes, right here on Motown.
Hey, life, look at me. I can see the one day.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Yeah.
Arthur and the Vandellas with a great song, My Baby Loves Me, reaching number 22 in the United States pop charts from 1966. That was the second of two. The first one before that was a great song also, Quicksand, number 8 from 1963. And we started with the second of two songs from the Supremes. That was The Happening, number 1 from 1967. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. This entire hour, we're featuring the women of Motown with two songs each. Well, coming up, two songs from the Marvelettes. The first of two songs, the first one is Too Many Fish in the Sea. Well, Too Many Fish in the Sea was the group's first top 40 pop hit in almost a year, reaching number 25 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. The song was one of the first singles written by Norman Whitfield and was also written by Eddie Holland. This is one of the rare singles to feature the group's members singing all lead vocals at one point. The song's chorus features all four members singing a line alone. The four Marvelettes were Gladys Horton, Katherine Anderson, Georgiana Tillman, and Wanda Young. Here is Too Many Fish in the Sea, the Marvelettes, right here on Motown.
Look here, girls. Take this advice and remember always in life. Into each heart, some tears must fall. Though you love and lose, you must stand tall. 'Cause we all got to cry sometimes. I say sigh sometimes. Pull yourself together. No use crying forever.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Yeah.
Motown Memory from the 60s, 70s, 80s. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Every little bit hurts. Every little bit hurts. Every night I cry, every night I sigh, every night I wonder why you treat me cold, yet you won't let me go. Every little hurt counts. Every little hurt counts. You say you're coming home, you never phone, leave me all alone. My love isn't strong for you. I do wrong for you. I can't take this loneliness you've given me. I can't go on giving my life away.
This half hour, we've heard from the women of Motown, five women Motown artists with two songs each. Coming up after the break, and for the rest of the half hour, we'll hear four more Motown artists, all females, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.